Armageddon before we get to any maps. Tav Nun Vav. Start where we in Agos Mordechai. Tav Nun Vav. We were yesterday. Pass it over again. Page tests. Says that goes Monica al ha'ir and the horror sheesh lem shnei shnemis. Eza sheyichta v'lo chaver kosher. Came into my kivin shneim. From Shapirish Rashi. V'shem nohar ein kosum nipi ha'talmud. Rak l'simen eskinu. V'nigush lo litos v'yiracheres v'shmo kishmo. Okay, so it's not nipi ha'talmud. But we found, we saw Gemara yesterday. Chav Zayin, Rochis. What? Shvil, Shviri. The Yasri al Nahar Rochis. So apparently it isn't the Talmud. So it could be that this, the Talmud has a, gives it an anecdotal situation. Someone did it. Doesn't mean it's a takana. We said yesterday that something could be maybe not ma'akev, but lechatchila you're required. Right? Let's talk about that. Let's say Shem Mokam Dira. Not ma'akev, but lechatchila requires. And then we said if it's the Yevit, it would be possible if you goofed it up. If that criteria is correct, what about Shem Mokom? Not so clear. Not so clear. Is it a requirement or is it not a requirement? Because here it says no, it's not a requirement at all. Right? It's not necessarily Piyat Talmud, yet in the Gemara and Afchav Zayin, it actually is found. If you look in the Bir HaGro, the Simon Kuf Chav Ches, the small excerpt, the Chabad is the Farish. Ain Sarach Lichtov Shem Hanor. Could you be more clear than that? Ain Sarach. Says the Gra, hey, I found the Gemara in Gittin Chav Zayin. Al Rochis Nara. Mashma the Yesh Lekosro. Not Maki Bidi Evan. Okay. But Yesh Lekosro. But Yesh Lekosro. Now, if Yesh Lekosro, that's a problem. But on the other hand, the Tshuvas Maimini, the Tshuvas Maimini in Simon Chav Beis, he quotes over here, brings a raya, you don't have to quote it, because he quotes Gemara Yevamos, Bitzad Kolonia Masa, Besura Masa, Flohizkiru Hanahoros, Mashra Delechatchila Ein Tzorech Lekosvo, says the Gra, Avalo Nirali, Mei the Shviri on Afchav Zayin, and the Raya that got Maimi is not so mukhrach. He doesn't explain why it's not so mukhrach, and therefore he thinks that he really should write the river. So now it says in the Ramah, Im Shina Bo is okay. Says the Gra, Kaniska Liel Sivbeis. The Koldava Shen Tzorch L'Kosva Shina Bal Kosher. So I saw the Chazanish is suggesting that the Groz in Chav Beis is only explaining the Ramah based upon the Mechaber, Ein Tzorch L'Kosva. But he himself, the Vilna Gaon himself, will argue since of Kot and Chav and says really he thinks that the Mechaber is wrong. Lo Nirali, based on the Gemara and Shvir, you should write the river. If you goof up the river, maybe it would be no good. He's not sure, Chazanish. Maybe it's just a minig. It's not really a takana. It's not really a takana. So if you goof it up, it would not make it possible. That's what the Chazanish goes back and forth. And Simon Sadi, and Evanez and Chazanish, he goes back and forth. And Simkot and Zion, with what's the gross sheet? He doesn't know for sure. Okay? Not so simple what the status of the river is. Again, I repeat. The Chazanish ain't telling the customer. The gross is arguing. And we're not sure to what extent he's arguing. Is he considered to be a takana de chatchila? In which case, Shina would be possibly even with the Evan? Or is it some kind of a lesser stage, a lesser level? Just a minig, in which case, if he left it, if he goofed it up, would not possibly be the Evan. Fine. Good. Now, we mentioned again in the Mordechai, like we saw this yesterday, that they write down all the Naharos. Right? Did we see that? Tav Kav Zayin. See it again. Tav Kav Zayin. It's worth repeating. All these Mordechais, where all the gold mines, where all the halachas are coming from. So Tav Kav Zayin is found on page 12. You have the same page, I think, as I have. Yesh Mefarshim Shetzarech Lichtov Kol Anaharos. We went through the tchumas already. But just before the first line, kol anaharis, all the naharis. What's the minimum number of kol? Can one be kol? Can two be kol? The answer is no. So Rashi in Chumash is based on the kol yadikta. Kol chas be at least three. You can't say all of it's about two. So that's why it's interesting. The mechaber's lashon is kol and beis or gimel naharis. He says, he didn't say four. I've never seen his whole book. Is there any place where you have four different... New York City? What does it have? We have Hudson, Harlem, Hudson, Harlem, and East. Three.
I say it's just not,
It's not.
The Bronx River, it's true. Hey, if you include what? Well, if Bronx is part of New York, which is all we know today, so, right? That's what we're knowing. We'll get today in the Bronx, you write down New York. That means the word New York includes Manhattan and the Bronx. The Bronx has the Bronx River. So you write down four rivers? We'll see, we only write down one.
And Cape Yama
and Cape Yama.
And everything else you write in
Brooklyn and Queens. Right, so we'll have to see. We have Baruch Hashem, we're well equipped, Mr. Hashem. So take a look at all the waterways in this city and other cities. Okay, anyway, three, the poskim say. Two or three. Lashon the Mechaber, two or three. Two or three. How do you write it?
There's more than three.
There's more than three? No, so you write down three, the first. Yesh the Shnayim or Shlosh and Oros Kosum Kul. It doesn't say more than three. There are four. Enough to write three. That's the impression it's conveyed. It doesn't say Shnayim or Shlosh or Arba. So the Eliot says, well, they are. Whoever heard of Arba? I'm sure we can find a city somewhere that has four rivers. Right. Right. If you think it means as many as there are, could be. So what's the lashon? So you write the Mechaber says, Masa diyasva al nahar ploni uploni. Okay, you heard yourself, Jim? Diyasva al nahar ploni uploni. It's lashon of the Mechaber. Is this really accurate? No, it's so simple. This is really accurate. Why? Because maybe the text should be al nahar ploni unahar ploni. That's the piskat shuvia test. The word not only the first time around, but many tofsa get in the Ramo himself as a text of the get, where it says nor twice. Some say naharei. Nah, I never saw that one. But some say nahar ploni uploni is incorrect. That's what he quotes. Bottom line, I think that all the cities that we have said, Nahar Ploni, Unahar Ploni, as the Ramo had it. But Bidiyevit, all these things are not Ma'aki, if you got the order wrong or didn't have the right, these are just the Chatchilis. Okay? That's how we have Nahar Ploni, Unahar Ploni. That's how we have it. Fine. What's the order? It says the Pisket Shuvah Yudches. Whichever one you use more, in the olden days they used to use the rivers as sources of water, should be mentioned first. That's Pisket Shuvah Yudches. Again, if you goofed it up, the order, it does not pass. What happened if you left out the name, the river? You left it out. Lo kosel shema noah klasa d'ramo. So it's kosher. Says the Pisket Shuvah Chof. What about a case in which you have another city with the same name and you didn't write the identifying sign of which river it's on? So that the city, it really could be a different city. So then it's already not so simple. In other words, you write down New York and you don't write down any river. New York, period, that's all. There is no other New York. Am I correct? There's no other New York in the world, to my knowledge. So there's only one New York, so we know what you're talking about. But if you're going to write a city which has more than, there's more than one, you won't write the river. I don't know, you'll write, what do you say, Springfield. And you'll write the river, there's two different Springfields, two different states. And so then maybe it'll be a serious problem. That's what he talks about. Shema Hu Possel. The roa gets there. Shlo nichtav shem banor kafiyaminik. Efshi yachshav shaget nichtav beirach eres. Sheshmo kishmo shem banor. V'dati nota lahachshir b'mokom igun, says the get poshut side about the Pesach Tshuva, sifkot m'chof. He's machshir b'mokom igun. Okay. B'mokom igun. How come? I tell you the truth. It's if you leave out the nor, it's good with Mokom Igun, right? So that's exactly what he's suggesting. It's not Ma'ake. If you make a mistake, it's not Ma'ake B'diyev. That's all. How many times is the word is a nor written? This you have to get. I brought it in today. How many times is the word Hudson found over here in this get? Three times, right? Why three times? The Mishnah Modern Khan with Edomar, Brooklyn, East River, and then the husband is standing by the East River, and the wife's by the East River, three times. It's a lot of extra space. See, quotes over here in Chof, the meaning of Yerushalayim is not that way. What do you say, Yerushalayim? They have only once. Yasva me Shiloach. You know what the Shiloach is? Silwan. You ever been there? Never been in Silwan. When they conquered Yerushalayim in 67, so we used to go on these into Silwan, and the Arabs were all running away from us into the water. Was the water? It was up the knee height to go through that tunnel. I think now it's safe to go there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's safe. Oh, yeah. It's the Chizkiya class. It's the whole Sugya. Chizkiya starts to close up the Megichon, Hodolo Chachomim, the whole thing, Sugim Sachim. That's what's amazing. That's the place. Yeah, it's real history. So Shiloah doesn't say it three times. The first time, Achakach, Ba'amidas Ha'ish, calls him, Ha'omar Ha'om Yerushalayim Ha'niskeres. And by the woman, Yerushalayim Ha'niskeres. So, you save space. And he has this interesting pun. Valzeh Ne'elas to get Poshut, Nara, Nara, Upashte. What an interesting pun. There was a pun that he found based on Chazal. They say, you know, every river has its own way of flowing. They mean that every town has its own minhagim. Here you're using the word Nara, Nara, Pashke, about the rivers, that they have different customs, how they write to have rivers in the get. Okay, a nice pun. This is most places have it, not like Yerushalayim. Alright, so we don't have any scares. Again, if you goof up the Nohar, we saw already in Machlokes, the Mechaber, the Ramah said it's okay, Shina's okay. We already said that according to the Gra, it's not so Pashke. So the Pesach Tshuva has a discussion about whether it's kosher, and it's cotton. Chav Gimel, he says, look in the Bar Hetev, not so simple. Not, some people think it's possible. Shini Mokam Amida is possible. Well, the Noah is only a Chshash. That's what some say, that's what the Bar Hetev says. But the Ramah says, what happens in the following case? So again, different. Rabosai, the nor is attached to a city. You don't write it again by a river. You write it by a city. So which kind of city are we talking about, Rabosai? We're talking about the city of Dira. We don't write that in our giving. Obviously, a mistake in the river of the city of Dira is the most serious mistake. Why is it the most serious mistake? Because the most important city to write, identifying the husband and wife themselves, are the Mokom Adira. So if you write Mokom Adira, it could be terrible. As opposed to you write Mokom Ha'edim, we have over here on top, the first one, but remember, even if you goof up the whole Mokom Ha'edim, it would not be Batel Midoraisa, it would presumably be Pasul Midorabonim. As we saw, some say it says Mechab Pasul Lo Tete. So therefore, for us, the change we could be Mekel, because even if you goof the city itself, Lo Tete. That's what the Pasul can say. Fine. What do you do with this issue of rivers which are not in the city proper, but they're beyond the city limits? So we already saw in that, are we still open to that, Mordechai? I think we're still open to it. Those with R should look and tie. Okay. In the, this is a tough club Zion. Please open up again if you closed it. Should still be open up. Call the Horish of the Tolk Tchuma Ear. The call tok tchuma ear, I mean bechlala ear. They bring riots back and forth. All right. So he says some say you should write down within the whole tchuma ear, and others disagree. The machlokes. So we already pointed out in the Chumash Maimoni in Simchat Beis, That's where the whole issue comes up. Rabbeinu Shimshon ben Avraham. What indeed should be the proper minute? What should be done in these cases? There's an interesting compromise. A compromise which the Shulchan Aruch Maimonides says. I'm reading to you from the Beis Yosef. It's the same thing as found in the original, in the Rambam. Im anor rochok me'ayir yosef me'atchum u'b'nei ayir mistapkin me'menu l'holach shama susim l'laban apagodim. So the Kabbalah says, Sorach l'kosvo Kemish and Sipuk Yirmi Menu. The Kabbalah goes as far as to say, even if it's outside the Tchum, as long as you use the river for its water, you must write it. But the Chumash, the Rab Shimshon and the Rambam, no. This is a quote of the Rabbeinu Shimshon. Nor shall chutz libu rishalir karav l'tchum Shabbos im estapke min anor l'chol tashmishan l'mishru l'kvisa l'tchum v'richayim kos v'shem anor v'im lav lo yichtavu klal. Okay, so that's what he says. Do you write the name of a nor, which is beyond the Eber and within the Tchum? So some say yes and some say no. Rabbeinu Shimshon says it depends. It depends. What does it depend upon? Depends upon whether you're using this river for kol sarkei, with kol tashmishei ha'ir. That's what he says. So the Beis Yosef summarizes and says, if it's chutz libur shalir, then if you don't use the kol tashmish, you need to leave it out completely. Chutz tzchum, forget about it. Even with the evidence possible, unless maybe it's nira, it's Nigmar Megillah, nira is, may make it kosher. And apparently the Truma Sedrin holds like the Rabbeinu Shimshon, and against the Kolbo, it's the contrary of the Truma Sedrin, the contrary of the Rabbeinu Shimshon. Shanor chutzli bura shalir imistap kumimeno l'ksas tashmishin en kosin also actually imistap kumimeno l'chol tashmishin. That's the Pashup Shat, as we just read. So this is what comes out. What emerges from this whole story? If it's within the city, you mention it no matter what. If it's within the Eber, you also mention it no matter what. If it's beyond Eber, within the Tchum, you mention it only if you use the Kol Tashmishin. And if beyond the Tchum, forget it. Against the Kolbo. That seems to be the psak of the Truma Sadesh, based upon the Truma Samaimani of Rabbeinu Shimshon. That's his compromise. Fine. Of course, as we mentioned today, our both said today, our Moshe has in that Shuva, that today nobody uses, I mean, not nobody, but mostly they don't use the river for anything. They're bringing the water from far away. Huh? And therefore, according to our criteria, should only mention the river if it's Toch Iburo Shalir. Okay? That's what it sounds like. You know, there's the river actually bordering the city, within 70 amas. Like, you know, the Hudson River is within 70 amas. There are mentions in the Shuvah. People don't use the Hudson for beans. Not for one drop of water doesn't come from the Hudson. When you wrote it, it was probably so polluted, you would not just die. Now it's gotten better. But still, though, people don't use the Hudson River for it. Yeah?
The whole point of writing the river is just the geographic hectares.
Right. No matter whether you use it. You're right. It's a good question. So the answer, if it goes through the city, there's no problem. But you want to say, Masa diyasva on the Har Ploni. If it's in the city, or right, Mamish, they're next to the city, it's Yasva because of geography. But if it's further out, you cannot justify the diyasva unless it's some kind of a functional connection. That's the pshat in the Shuvah's Rabbeinu Shimshon. Yeah, good. Weiter. There are more in Shulchan Aruch, for those who have it should open up. Quotes in Shuvah's Maimony. Quotes the whole business. He writes, look how nor shuchutz letchum ha'ir ein lechkos v'klal afil the mistapka mimenu afil the b'diyev and kos v'yesh poslim shuvas Rabbeinu Shimshon v'afilu toch atchum chutz le'ib ha'ir ein kosvin elam kein kol tashmishi ha'ir mimenu piskei marai. That's the Shuvas Adeshim calling from the Shuvas Rabbeinu Shimshon. Alright, now he says, look what he says. I feel it, but the evidence cuts for Yesh Poslim. Whoo! What do you mean Yesh Poslim? Ramo himself said, Shino Shmo, if you make a goof in the name of the city, it's kosher. He said it plain, without a Yesh. Isn't there a steer in the Ramo within one line, between one line and the next? First, if you goof up the name of the city, or the name of the river, you manage to get the, say, the Hudson instead of the east, whatever you goof up, I don't know what mistake you make in the river, it's kosher. Now he says, if you denote a river which is further than it should be, then yesh poslim. How do you reconcile this? So the pisch, the Beis Shmuel Yud Gimel says mashu the kuli alma kosher. I b'shini mokam amida there are poslim. They're different. Shani shini nor she'enu al chashash shemiyomu sheyira keres. The river's not so bad. If you goof up the river. I apagav. To be some of Kosser Benor, Shechutz Utchum, I feel it with Yesh Poslim, Shunavi Shinoi, that's a steer of glue in the row from one line to the next. Metare Salavush, that's an interesting answer. Because, Nor Shechutz Utchum, Lo Shayach Loma Diasval Nahar, Ki Yir Azos Ene Yoshema Salanor, Vosave Shinoi Ha'ir, Lomdus, Mashen can be Yoshema Salanor, because of Nor Acher, Havishinoi Hanor, because of, interesting answer to Lavushke. If I say I write the wrong name of the city, I write on Hudson, it's really Mississippi. So I made a mistake in the river. So the river, I got the river wrong. Not so terrible. But if I write the right city with the right river, but I write the Yasva and it's too far to warrant the Yasva, that's a mistake in the city, not a mistake in the river. And a mistake in the city, according to some poskim, actually is no good. That's what. One answer. Pesachet Shuvah Chafei doesn't like it too much. He says, no, the Ramah didn't quote the Yesh Poslim seriously. No. He only quoted the Yesh Poslim to explain to you why you don't write on the Chathila. That's all. He says, since B'di'evet, because we Yesh Poslim, that's why we don't write the river the Chathila. Why shouldn't we? After all, according to the Kolbo, it's a good thing. The terrorists are taking too much of a chance. That's what he says. Okay, here in the Mechaber, he quotes the Hagos Mordechai, Tuf Nun Dalet. Let's turn to Tuf Nun Dalet now and see the next source, which is quoted there in Shulchan Aruch. Tuf Nun Dalet. This should all seem by now in the Ma'amar Kamos. That'll be almost finished, if not finished. Tuf Nun Dalet says as follows. This is on page Tes. No, Chesed of Beis, page 16, towards the bottom. There's four lines. Tobas Ravya Nimsa Medina Ploni, Ir Shesipuka Mime Be'eros, Kosna Me Be'eros, Vishesipuka Mime Mayonos, Kosna Me Mayonos of Vachad Yud. What a strange thing. Me Mayonos of Vachad Yud, spelled with two Yuds. And it's the name of a chadi with one year. Oops, nice. So you have Be'eros, okay? Be'eros and Mayonos. Okay, Be'eros and Mayonos. Now what if it's on the border of the ocean? What if it's in the ocean? Does it say over here what the way to do with the ocean? It doesn't say. We know from our galley over here. Masa diyasva al keif yomo, which is chof hayam. Interestingly, the word be'eros, the Ramoch spells without a vav. Not sure exactly why. It's comes in Dake Moshe also. I still don't know why. Kosvin be'eros below vav. Beis aleph resh suf. You know why? Because in Pashas Lech Lecha, it says be'eros. That's the Be'er Gro. In Lech Lecha, you have a chumash? Resh is yudalid yud. What's a be'eros chema? Probably that's what it is. No vav. So I guess you follow Loshon HaMikra whenever possible. So you leave out the vav. Interesting. It sounds like it's just a cluster of molly. That's what the Gra says. Okay. Can't argue with the Gra. But that's a minik. Wouldn't possible be the Evan. What about boros? What's the difference between a be'er and a bor? Who knows? Simple translation. What's a be'er? What's a bor? Right. One has a source of water underneath. That's a be'er, it's a well. And one just the rainwater fills in. That's a bore. It's a pit, right? What if you goof it up? What if you goof it up? You say bear instead of bore, or bore instead of bear. Right? I got it as Mayonos Chamin, like in Tveria, hot springs. That's also over here. What about bear and bore? Let's take a look. The Mechaber writes in Sif, the Mepusha Mechaber, Sif Hey. In Yesh Be'ir Be'eros Novim means water wells. I have the or flour means. Springs, what's the right word for it? I really mean it's coming up from the spring. It's springs. No, I don't mean that. I mean just that there's a water source under the ground. Right? It has its own source. The cause of the Yathval made boros. Now the word bor usually means just a pit which gathers and collects water without anything original coming from it. Says the Mechaber, kosher. It's kosher. Why is it kosher? Why should it be kosher? Well, the Gemara has Mefurish. This is in the Hagos Maimini. It says, well, that even if something which is be'er, also because the word bor includes be'er. What's a Gemara in Beitz, a Gemara in Erevin, that the word bor is a very general term. The word bor means A, where it gathers rainwater, and B, where it gathers, where it's collecting the spring water. It's also considered to be in the category of a bor. So that mistake is not fatal. What about fakeret? What about fakeret? He wrote be'er on a body of water that's simply rainwater collecting. What do you say about that? That's worse, right? So the Pesach Shuva, in Sefkot and Lamed, says, if you wrote be'er, what do you do? You see that boros lo mikri be'eros. That even maybe it's no good mamish because it's the word be'er does not mean standing water, rainwater. Why? This is the get Poshut speaking. You know what I think this really means? This means, Rabbi Osai, is the get Poshut the Shitoso, right? That holds this way. But if you hold the Levush from before, you could argue that it is Makir b'dieved. Why? Because you write down Beros instead of Boros, you goof it up. It's a chesaron in the city. It's the wrong city, he said before, according to the Levush. In the wrong city, the city isn't then to write Lechatchila. And if you goof it up, Lechor would be no good even b'dieved, according to the Levush. That's what I was thinking. Now, how do you define a Nor? So that's also a discussion. How does the halacha define a river? Is my bathtub a river? What do you say? No. Everything in my bathtub is not a river. If I have a well in my backyard, is that a river? What do you say? Listen up. No, it's not a river. So how do you define a river then? What if I have a spring, and the spring sort of water comes out and just gathers there? That's it. It's not a river. It just gathers. What do you say? Has to move. Correct. The word nor in the Hebrew language means nor hanimshach. The water goes. The Hudson River, you look out the window. That water's going. That's the definition of a nor. If it's not going, it's not considered to be in the category of a nor. That's important. It's not considered to be a nor. Now, if it only goes because there's a pipe, says the Pesach Shiva, that's called a maya. That's not called a river because you pipe the water out. It means nothing. It's still considered to be a maya. More than that, if it mixes the spring water with rainwater, it depends upon the majority. If the majority is spring water, you write down Mayan. If the majority is rainwater, you write down, Bor. Because it all depends upon the majority. What about a tiny little river? Teeny, teeny little river. See, Pesach Shiva quotes, the Get Poshut actually says, rather, that you make sure you write down Mei, Mem Yud. Too small to be called a river. What's this example? Mei Shiloah. In Yerushalayim, which is the last one of this whole book, Yerushalayim, ends up high. They don't write Nahar Shiloah. Why not? Flows. Too small. Not everything's called a river. But it's not called a Mayan because it flows. They use a generic term. Mei Shiloah. Right? I never saw anyone else in the whole world, Kamat, maybe one or two in this whole book, where I use the word Mei. Aside from Yerushalayim. Yeah, maybe should be Suzanne. It's also Shach. I don't know how far it goes. You have to get your map. You have a map here. We'll see if that makes it onto the map. We'll see. Now, the Beis Yosef quotes a Maharik who has the following case. You have a river, and you have also other sources of water. The Maharik says, you only write the river. Why do you only write the river? What's the logic? Why should only write the river leave everything else out? The answer is because in those days, the river being so much bigger than anything else was the primary water source. So therefore, the Ma'arik says that if it's have a river, the poshet she'ein lichtov be'eros v'lo mayonos, if there's a river. If there's a river, you don't want anything, just it, just a river. So that's the Ma'arik. Of course, the question becomes, and more than that, if it's coming from the Be'eros, you write Be'eros, you don't write Mayonos. You write the most important thing. Now, the question is, what kind of a minority do we disregard? What kind of minority do we disregard? That's the question. So the Beis Yosef quotes in the Ma'arik, what kind of minority do you disregard? Miyuta de miyuta. What's miyuta de miyuta? Explains this if you look on the Beis Yosef. Miyuta, what's the Pesach Shiva quotes it? What's miyuta de miyuta? Less than 10%. See, writes Beferish. He gives example, he gives mathematical example, he gives the percentages. He says, what's miyuta de miyuta? Im teisha yodot shosim mei be'er, va'asiris mei mayin o behevech. You only write the one that's used. You ignore, single digits we ignore. Miyuta de miyuta, forget about it. Lola kosum klal. Forget about it, leave it out. Miyuta de miyuta. It's an interesting point, by the way, in general in halacha, that he says less than 10% is miyuta de miyuta. That's what we, what it means, it's not a miyuta de miyuta, it's not a minority of a minority. What it really means is, it's a mir chain of matzu. It's very important in general in halacha. We're not going into all the intricacies, but there's a big difference in din, in general, kol ha-Torah, between mir ta matzu, mir chain of matzu. I'll give you an example. It says in the Ramban, in the beginning of Chulin, and we're learning Chulin, there are day, and there's any Rabbanim over here, that you have to check the lungs for holes. Why? Because the holes in the lungs, that's called a miyut tamatzuri. But you don't have to check all the other organs for holes, because the miyut chain of matzu. What's the cutoff percentage statistically? So you get an impression from this marik that the cutoff is 10%. Could be, no, maybe. Muted to muted, maybe it's also 10%. Could be. So this is what I'm saying, I never knew where the 10% came from. Maybe, is this the source, the Marik? Maybe. I was told Rabbi Yashin has a higher number, I think 16%. They said, I'm saying, Gemara and Rabbi Nazara, someone with wine turning into vinegar. Someone was telling me, it's a different shot in the Gemara. But the Chorah, the 10% number, we have gotten from the Gemara, Rabbi Nazara, but here it's found in the Marik. Ten less, single digits is nothing. See, the decimal system has its advantages. Yeah. Has a disadvantage. The millennium is all because of the decimals. But anyway, yeah. No, we don't. Oh, we should write that over the aqueducts. That's all the water. Who knows when you start? We're only using aqueducted water, right? Rav Moshe says, we don't do it. Even though Rav Moshe is aware of the fact that in New York, all the water is coming from who knows where. It's coming from the Catskills, huh? Where's it coming from? The Catskills? That's where it's all coming from. Rav Moshe, despite that fact, I brought it in today, because Rav Moshe, we don't do that. Why don't we do it? Don't know. I guess we just sort of I'm wondering, when they started writing Git, they used to use the Hudson for their water, maybe. It was before pre-pollution. 100 years ago, they started writing Git in New York. Maybe the Hudson was the source of water. They put buckets to the Hudson River. Before Edison, before they had pumps, manual pumps. I don't know what they did. You know the history. I once went to a revolutionary restoration with my kids, and Chalamoy, we used to go there, and they had pumps. I think they used to use manual pumps to try to get water off the Hudson up there, Yonkers.
Why would it be the Hudson and not their own wells?
Well, they never had a well in New York City 100 years ago. Not everyone was zeichet to have the water underneath his house or in his backyard. It wasn't everyone, right? That's what he says. You follow the rove and the water. If it's a mir to mir, you forget about it. Take a look at that Gos Mordechai. Tov Samach Zayin. If you do have in front of you, please look inside. Tov Samach Zayin. Here we are on the last page. Rimi Paris. Oh, a friend. The Rimi Paris. Rabbi Chilmi Paris. We have him again. Rabbi Chilmi Paris. I want to play something this year. Oh yeah, before I forget, I just was looking ahead at the little ninth parak. You know what I discovered today? I said a teretz about Rabbi Chilmi Paris. It reminds me, which I didn't even think about it until, didn't know about it until today. Remember the Bach met the Meramah Lubliner at the Yerid, and he gave him Musa. He writes in the sefer, I told him off. Why did he tell him off? Because we rip up the get. And if you're, and if the get is the get out tonight, according to the people, the get out tonight is really, tonight is shachas and misaso, we have to be attacked that we rip it up. So I had this wild idea, I thought that was the first of sugar in the world to say so, that if you rip it up to shreds, you know, just tear it in half, so that the top and the bottom are not connected to each other, that's considered ripped. If you do a little karabez, then in the middle, it's not so ripped. Maybe if you give the get, then it wouldn't be so bad. You know who said it before me? A great man. There's Maimonides. The Rambam says so. I didn't realize the Rambam says so. I think it's a Peragdal Alocha Yud Zayin, something like that. And you know who argues with him? The Rajwa. And Daf Samach Dalal says that he's wrong. And the Sukkot of the Fanana Kiva Vakara. So what I was just, you know, out of my ignorance, I was pilfering it. Shouldn't it be good? Shouldn't it be good? I'm not taught, I wasn't sure. It's my home to Rambam and the Rajwa. Just the information, just before I got to remind myself, Rimi Paris. Back! Rimi Paris! The Chassano. That's the marik. If you have a nor, use the nor. Forget the beiros and the mayonos. The gam betroyish sheish kama beiros and kolz nakanoros. Chenigra Rabbeinu Peretz v'sof yomav. V'chein nochon. No, what do you see from this? Only v'sof yomav. But betchilas yomav, Rabbeinu Peretz was the god of ador, would write the river as well as the beiros and mayonos. So it's a whole discussion. Not so simple, and not simple at all, what the Rishonim said, and what the actual did. Look at the Ramah, how he passed with the Shaila, in Sivov. He says as follows. The Mechaber says, Emayi Yosheves al Anor, and Lichtov lo Beiros lo Mayonos kim Anor. Oh! Paul's task is like the Marik, like we saw in Agos Mordechai. Ramah, V'yeshcholkin, the Svirlu, the Yeshlichtov, Kol Sipuka Yair. Who said so? Hagos Mordechai B'Shem Rabbeinu Yehuda. Do you see it here? What? Do you see Rabbeinu Yehuda anywhere? Where? Lines later, I forgot already. Where'd you lines later? Where's Rabbeinu Yehuda? 5 lines above. Follow you to which is on it. I'm sure it's here because it's quoted. Right. Where? Where? Above. So put your finger on it. Where? Okay. 1 second. Rabbeinu Yehuda. Here it is. Rabbeinu Yehuda. Kasa v'sof beit shev lichtav kol sipuka iya v'get. The ears is bearers of myas and all sip of kulon. We be paris chole. It's only ecosip of mine. It's a reformation by cotton. Alright. So that's a machlaikas. That's a machlaikas 2 days. And the Ramah says his thing. And I think the minig is like the Ramah. Like Rabbeinu Yehuda against the majority of the Rishonim. V'chein minogim and medinas elu. Kashi yizbor lecha. Minusach agetchik asafti. Sof simen kuf nun dalit. We had a river. And you also had Naharos and Mayonis. Bearers and Mayonis. So that's a machlokas amongst the Rishonim and Hagos Mordechai Tov Samach Zion. Good. Well, hold on. Let's be patient. Be patient. Let's now turn into the idea of all the rivers. Right? So all the rivers. We already saw you write all the rivers that we saw earlier in the Mechaber, 2 or 3, all the rivers. And the Beis Shmuel is not so convinced it's also true. The Beis Shmuel is a Kodnyot Beis. Now, Ploni, Ploni. Afilu emarov mistapke meyechad omiyet min hasheni kosven kulon ken kosta beseda maharam uvelavush says no. Close to Marik. The Marik, if you follow the rov, you leave out the miyot. Ulech oire nire mizeh. Gam bin ahoros adin emarov mistapke min hanor echad v'yomiyot min hasheni anichu hasheni. But the Ramah says we ignore the Marik. You write all of them. You write all of them. So therefore, by honest and bearers also you write all of them. So again, he, the Beis Shmuel is the same achlekas by different horas. It's the same achlekas you write down bearers and mayonas. That's what he says. I thought, no. I thought, as was mentioned before, when it comes to rivers, you should certainly write all of them. Because the river is a geographical sign based on the name of the river. As opposed to just bearers, mayonas. There's no name. You don't call the well or the spring a particular name. So then you can make that distinction is a legitimate distinction. It is. However, what about Be'eros? Do we write Be'eros nowadays? You ever see Be'eros in this book? Can you have Be'eros sometimes?
Yeah.
It's all over the place. So the Beis Shmuel has the following interesting point. The Beis Shmuel Tezayin says, Kosun Naras Samayonis Velo Be'eros, the Beis Hillel. And the minig he says is Ain Kosun Be'eros. Why? Afshem Mishim Depamim Miskalkalim. L'chein lo kosun klal k'dei shelo tachlo ben gitin elu ben gitin erishonim. So he says, you know, I don't know what he's told. We have bears all over the place. Apparently the minhag of the time of Beis Shmuel was not to write bears, presumably because it's going to get dried up. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Efsher, the nichlal b'chlal mei mayonis, ki bears gam kein mei mayonis, ela she chofrim asher nimtza amaya. What do you think a bear is? A bear, a well, is just spring water. And they dig deep and they gather it in, but it's really spring water. So am I honest? You can leave out bears. Those are the two answers that he gives to Beis Shmuel. Now, it's clear that according to the Marik, a bear is not considered to be a Maya. This is what the Beis Shmuel said, the Pisca Chur writes in Sivkotten, Lamadal, because this is not true. But he says that a bear is part of the word Maya, and the Marik is Beferish Fakert, although he concedes the Mishnah in Porah. Can you imagine of all places? The Mishnah in Parah sounds like it really a bear is a Mayan. A bear is a Mayan. Also an Erevin. It is a Mayan. So he says it depends on what you're talking about. In Lashon B'nei Adam, it's not a Mayan. The Mayan means a spring. Even in English, you wouldn't call a well a spring, would you? In your English language, would you? I don't think so. So once again, this sounds like an old time dispute. Do you follow Lashon Torah or Lashon B'nei Adam? So therefore it come out, says the Pesach Shuvah, that b'diyeved, if you called a be'er, a mayon, it would be good based on Lashon Torah. The same as we saw back in Sifkat Na'alef, he says, you write chutz le'ibu shalir. It's not considered, he claims, Lashon here, but Lashon b'nei Adam. That's what he claims, based on the Dorah, which is questionable. But it is considered an ear, but Lashon Torah. So you follow Lashon Torah. So here too, b'diyeved, you follow Lashon Torah, it would be good. That's what he says. And if they know my honest, in fact, you do write bears. So now we always write bears. I don't know. Do we have any place in the whole book there where we have my honest and bears? Go look. Flip it through. We have my honest and maybe not. Maybe we leave out bears if we have the luxury of my honest. Then we can include it sort of in the evidence. That's, I'd like to see if there's my honest and bears anywhere. Yes, who? Donnie? Ariel? We never write the names. We never write the names. Because you want to identify, this is a city whose water source is this river, and additionally, wells or springs or pits.
They put it in anyway.
Okay. What happens at the Pesach Shuvah if the water dries up? It dries up completely. You know, you leave it out. You leave it out. We'll have to discuss this. Rav Moshe has something about that in this Shuvah. Interesting, unbelievable. Chiddush.
Talking about
Tucson? What's Rav Moshe Shuvah? Tucson. Nar. Just leave out Nar if it dries up. That's what he said. The Pesach Shuvah. Leave it out.
Yeah,
Barris and Barris, yeah?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Has Bayonis and Barris. So scratch that. Therefore, so I guess we no longer follow this Beis Shmuel. Period. We have my honest and bearers. Can I do? I guess it's just not follow anymore. Although I didn't see someone say Beferish on the page. We don't follow him, but he quotes a minig, right? Minig is the ain't close and bearers. I mean, who on the page is not that way? Did the Pesach Shuvah argue Beferish and say that we don't have this minig anymore? Could be. It's Laman Av is pretty long. I mean, maybe you missed something over here. I guess I did, but I guess, hold on. He quotes the Beis Shmuel, my honest and not Beirus. 1 minute. Ta-da-dum. Lashon Yadah, Lashon Torah, this I saw before. Risk. Avshah Beis Shmuel, Kosin Shein of Kosin Beirus. Eich nismoch al minig she'en bo tam kol kach. Ulahachnes atzmeinu besavik psul b'diyevah. This is the Marimi Brisk speaking. I don't know. He doesn't say beferes that this minig is rejected. He's sort of implicit a little bit. Don't know. What? Do you write down boros and agamim? The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin. Ir she'ein bo ela boros v'agamim. What do you mean boros v'agamim? Boros means the pashtus, just ditches, pits filled with rainwater. Or agamim filled with rainwater. Rainwater gathers in a little crack in the ground. Lo yaskirem klal. Why not? Shelo lechalek ben gitzin shenichtevu kodem shenasu lenichtevu acha shenasu. Because these things come and go. If they come and go, it's better to leave the whole thing out. Leave it out. The source is a smack. Although we don't have it in our smack, it says, but it's in the Dagos Maimony in the Constantinople edition, which is found in the Shapsi Fakaran, by the way, in the back, quotes it from the smack. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. So we leave it out. Do we have any city right down Boros or Agamon?
The land also has an unassembled.
Oh, the land also. Okay. Okay. Oh, so where do we got our water from? Our water are coming from the New York City. There's a big reservoir. There's a reservoir, I think, in Central Park, there's a reservoir. There's one in the Bronx, not far from me, the big reservoir. That's where we're getting all of our water. So if you really wanted to be technical and it's right where we're getting our water from in New York, we should only write down Boros, but we'd have the meaning not to do so. So we're stuck. Huh?
Recognizing the city,
or
is it in the
Hakoras
to the
woods? Hakoras Atov to the woods, like Moshe Rabbeinu, next week's Pasha.
Who cares about the warehouse?
You're right. I'm sorry. What's
if I'm getting my water, my spring water from Eretz Israel, so
right.
I'm right.
It has to be local, right? So, but the question is, you see, they didn't have this Metzius. In those days, if the reservoir was full, it means it rains there. Our reservoir was full, it rains in the Catskills, and the water's pumped down. Let's say, you know, every year someone said there's a rain shortage, only a few years ago it was a big drought. Oh, he's dead, but it only rains in New York, not in the Catskills, where we need it. I live in New York. It rains in New York, goes into the Atlantic Ocean, it's waste. But if it rains in the Catskills, it comes to the reservoirs. Remember that? It was a few years ago. So for us, our sources are not through the rain here, it's the rain in the Catskills. So it is strange. The problem over here, which is according to Pesach Shuvah Lamed Gimel, big deal that the water source will come and go. After all, the Maril, according to Beis Yosef, right, what if a new river develops? I don't know how it happens, either naturally or by the divert of water. It's a new water, all of a sudden, a new river comes. Ir sheni toshet banor. Can happen? Man-made rivers? I think it happened even naturally that the rivers just sort of change course, no? No? Doesn't happen? No?
They can change the
way rivers
go. No?
Humans can take
their
movement. I'm just, Maril is speaking. This is the Maril. Ir sheni toshet banor. V'kochayesh v'laz gitim harishonin. Nimadein lochush. Yeah, you write the new city. Bubbles called Bursa, Bursa's called Bubble, they changed the name. Don't worry about Laz, forget the Marishon. Don't worry about it. So it's better to add the new river. The Umbach River. Duno River. I don't know, it makes it Danube. So they had different rivers, so they add them in and out, there's no Laz. So the Pisca Chivalam is going to call Takasha. What do you worry about over here? It's in the Chavas of Zion. That if it's a bore, I gotta leave it out, because maybe now you see it, now you don't. It's a big deal. Now you see it, you put it in. Now you won't put it in. And don't worry about Laz. So he says, no, the following teretz goes from the Pisca Tshuva, from the Levush. Look, he says, if a river comes or goes, that has a lot of person. River, well, also a new river, that's very famous, there'll be no Laz. But a little Mayan or Agam comes and goes, not so famous, and therefore you're afraid of You're afraid of lots. Ask to get Pasha a simple balabatish question. A simple question. You have a city, and until now there were no boros and no agamim. How did they live? How did they live? So they didn't have any, not have boros and agamim. How did they live until now? Ask to get Pasha. Must be they imported water from the next city over. So I have to get Pasha. So what do they write? What do they write? So the Hagos Mordechai over here in Tov Samach Zayin, he has a line. He says like this: Here she'ain ba shum mayim, ki masifas mayim ulepam yavshu vein shosin ki meosin mayim shenasafin lepamim yichto gam ihair hasmucha la. We have the gears here. U me meho. It's our gears. A very important gears. U me meho. How's the quarter by the base? Sorry, you didn't see us quarter by others. The base, someone close it on your mind, Makomas. I can't say for sure, but in the base, Joseph is quoted Limeimel. One letter made a whole tumult. We have the Girsa Umeimel. He quotes over here in the base Joseph Nagos Mardechai Limeimel. So the Chazanish is the typo. The typo in the base Joseph should be Umeimel. We'll get to it soon. Some of the cities that they write, they write city A next to city B. That's what it sounds like. That they write down city A next to city B. That's what it sounds like. But it's a question. When do you do this? When do you do this? Let's read it again one more time. The Lashon of the Hagos Mordechai. Here, she'ein bo shum mayim, ki masifas mayim l'famim yavshu, vein shosn ki yim eosn mayim sh'nasafim l'famim, once in a while the water is there, they use that water. When the water is not there, what do they do? If we go to the next town, yichtov gam ha'ir asmukhala umeimeho. What do you mean umeimeho? What do you write down? Write down city A, which is near city B. That's what it sounds like. We'll have to see some examples as we go. Okay. Comes back in Moshe at the end of the sermon and says, you know what? You have to have two rivers. And they have no two rivers, don't write a get. Can you imagine this? Don't write a get if the city has no two rivers. He says, you have two rivers, not to get it confused in another city. And he says, if there's no two rivers, no getting. Mil, b'mokum d'leka beiz naris. V'ikal l'mechash le'igun, over the eved, ein lochash. You hear what's going on here? So don't write any getting in the city unless it has two rivers. As I stated in the first Ramah, Dr. Moshe, that was the minute. The Beis Shmuel quotes it. It's a cotton yud ches. It's don't write a get unless you have two rivers. The Mishnah quotes it. Shtav and Mimig lichtol v'get shnei noros, right? And if no shnei noros, you can't write it. If this igun did the evid ain't lochash. It's quoted verbatim in the Bishmul sivkotin yud ches. So the Pesachei Tshuva Lamed Gimel quotes another Biyuda. How come the Ramah didn't quote this in the Ramah? Tell me about the Ramah. The Ramah quoted in the Dark Emotion. That's his parish in the Tur. He didn't quote it in his parish in the Shulchan Aruch, what we call the Hagos Ramah. Left it out. Apparently, it's not so important. It's not so important. Says the Nodabili, the way to get around it is the Chathil have two simonim of any type. Any two simonim. Either two rivers, or a river in Memayonis, a river in Mebeirus, and a river in May, whatever, you know, all those other gizmos. That's what the none of you would have a compromise. As long as you have the river and something else, that's good enough. In Lisa, famous town of the Nesivis, they wrote Gittin. This is the Edus of the, I think, the base mayor, he says, that they wrote Gittin all the time, even though there was nothing. There was no rivers, there was nothing, zero. There was nothing. Why did they do it? Because they were stuck. They were going to be stuck. It'd be tremendous Malkam Egon not to write Gittin in that city. Let me read it to you. He says, Ani Meid, this man speaking, Sharisi Bisabe Gittin B'chol Yom. Every day was a get. Imagine this. Every day a get. B'kira Kadosh Alisa. V'ein Sham Shumnor. Ki emei mayonis, uvali safek b'shem dechol shas atchak k'di evet, Okay, this is, we've now completed our quick summary of the Mechaber Amo and Nosei Kelim. I want to talk for a minute about Rav Moshe's Tshuva, and then get to the book Oretz Ve'Oreha and Kulat HaMaps. Okay? Let's just see Rav Moshe's Tshuva in Chelek Dalet, Simen, Kuf Aleph. First he says a river that has no water. We already saw that in Pesach Tshuva. We thought it's nothing with nothing. Moshe Tachidish, Neira Ve'Adir. Neira Ve'Adir. He said, that's only true if when there's no water in town, you walk on the riverbed. So it's like flat ground with a little bump in the road. But if it's so deep that even if there's no water, you go over a bridge, you can still use the word Noah. That's an amazing Kiddush. No? Unbelievable. Rabbi Bleich like this Kiddush, or is this one he doesn't like? Rabbi Bleich has, Shlita has it in his Sefer. The Baal of the Sefer. Oh, the Sefer is super Sefer. So he has here the question of these rivers. And he has things about Rav Moshe. He said he went to Moscow, or he heard about Moscow, and he says, one of those doesn't exist. You know what it is now? It's a highway. The communist Yimach Shemo. They took a river, and they made a highway over it. There's mamash nothing there. And it was still writing the name in the Moscow given. You have to stop it, he says. Okay, so he says, you have to stop it. So they stop it. He says, I have to stop it. Fine. And then, he doesn't discuss this idea. I think Rabbi Black disagrees with Rav Moshe on this tool. I don't think he printed it. I heard it from his own mouth. He says, that kind of river is this? I can call it a river if there's no water in it. Who cares that it's deep? He said, it's called a wadi, no? What do we call it in Israel? A wadi? That's a nachal. Oh, so they call it a nachal, which is a wadi mele. But to call it a nar, very hard. How can you say such a thing? He doesn't say a mission.
Even when it has a lot of
friendly people. Oh.
Different
than cases of the Jews. Here you're
talking
about cases
where it's dried out forever. And what you're talking about,
where it has to be is Tucson. Only if there's a lot of rain, then it fills up with water. In the Krorim, the Horus, the Pekol, Balpeh. They ever call this XX River. Right? And the Ksav, they refer to it that way. He says it's called a river because it's too deep. That's what he says. That's your Moshe's Chiddush. I think. Then he goes further and says, nowadays, as I mentioned to you before, the whole world changed. I just want to read you a little bit. The whole world changed. Is that right, Jesse? Ready?
Who's here that the motion against the Get Pasha?
Oh, yeah?
Because it is there part time, after years.
So right. So the motion against the Get Pasha. That's right. Pasha's remember is the Get Pasha is right. That's the Pasha shot. Then he's like this. Look what he says about the Hudson. He says, the whole world changed, he says. The whole world changed. We have electric, and New York, they bring from far away. Look what he writes. We don't know, right? I'm stopping. Nahar Hudson, Ein La'an She'ir, Shum Sipik Yimei L'Shtiyasam L'Kibus L'Begdayim. Nothing. Zero. Af Lo L'Tipa Achas Minahar Hudson. By my honest. Nothing. V'chein Rov U'lai Kol HaMakom Sheba America. And Tucson, I'm sure, is the same thing he writes. So now it becomes an issue whether you should write it at all. Maybe we shouldn't write these things at all anymore. So Mela and Nohar, you're right, because of the geography, as Usher correctly points out, because of the geographical simon. So why should you bother writing today a Be'er, a Maya, and a Bor? We don't use it anymore.
It's not like things are
wrong. Okay.
True.
Because most people don't even know nowadays if it would get dried up. Who cares? Who even knows about it? Well, he says, despite that fact, the minhag is still to write them down. Okay. And now, Rabosai, I'm ready to start with you our quick review of this book. A book review. Beautiful book of Oretz Ve'Oreha. I'm going to try to go in the order of the book so you can read it later in your spare time. We start with the Bronx. I'm a Bronxian. I want to start with the Bronx. Yeah?
Maybe the one in Russia would be different.
Why?
It makes sense that it says this. Like, and the regular river bed is up here, dried up. Nobody really cares because it's not just red. That's what it's known as. I'll say the river, they got covered up by highway. It's everyone that's going to be a river again.
Maybe you're right. Maybe. Let me go to the Bronx. The Bronx. The first page of his book. Right away, I'm in there, in the middle of the things. Page Aleph. He wants to know, how can you explain the fact that in this city, this crazy city of ours, they write down Staten Island, they write down Brooklyn, they write down Queens, they write down New York, and we poor Bronxes don't exist. They write New York and the Bronx. How can that be? And he quotes, there was a big machlekes 55 years ago, what to do, and some rabbis said you write down New York for the whole city, which I would have preferred, and they usually used to have every neighborhood separately, but this compromise between Brooklyn and the Bronx makes no sense. He quotes Rabbi Bick, he thinks, who says three reasons why Brooklyn and the Bronx are different. Who knows? One, it's not called Bronx, it's called the Bronx. So, I don't see the difference. So, second, streets. The streets in New York, you know, you go up, like you come to visit my house, you go up to 220th Street and you're in New York, and then you turn around, you go over the bridge, 225th Street. The same numbering system. But in Brooklyn, different numbering system. And three, he says, he looked on the whole map and there's no street which repeats itself, X Street in New York and X Street in Manhattan, X Street in the Bronx. Doesn't exist. But in Brooklyn, Ma'aseh B'Chol, all the different streets, the same thing repeats in Brooklyn.
It's related to these.
Right, a little related. In my humble opinion, all three reasons together, Shvacha Ma'aseh. Shvacha Ma'aseh. I mean, either in my opinion, Brooklyn and the Bronx should be the same. Either they should both be mentioned separately, or they should neither be mentioned separately. Now, maybe it's my Bronx pride showing, but I'm not going to change anyone's mind. Anyway, I'm just telling you that these are Shvacha Ma'aseh. Don't know. Kaif Yama. He has New York Masa the Asphalt Kaif Yama. He wants to know, it's not true, he says. That the map, need a small map further. We have two maps here, a big map and a small map. He says, New York, Manhattan is on Kaif Yama. It's not true. New York has, that map is better, it tells you where everything is called. Manhattan is not on anything. There's no, it's not on any sea. It's surrounded by the Hudson River on the west, the East River and the Harlem River on the east. And there is no north and south to speak of. It's just so narrow on top and bottom. So I guess one answer would be that what's called the Upper New York Bay. They didn't write it, because I guess I couldn't squeeze it in. The Upper New York Bay, which starts near Statue of Liberty, that borders on Battery Park. That's called, you right, MS step?
Yeah.
Borders.
Borders,
right?
Under the narrows.
And that's this is what we call above the narrows. I mean, depends where you're coming from. The narrows, why are the narrows called the narrows, everybody say? Because it's a separate, it's the Upper New York Bay is pretty wide. The Lower New York Bay is even wider. Can't build a bridge there. But there's one place where it narrows. That's what's called the narrows. It's pretty wide, but it's still called the narrows relative to the bay on top of and bottom. So they built a bridge there. Okay? So, that maybe we can consider the upper bay to be part of the sea, Cape Yama. Or he suggests Long Island Sound. But Manhattan doesn't touch Long Island Sound. Well, I'm not sure where it starts being called Long Island Sound. It's a little tricky.
The water flows in.
If you count the Bronx as part of Manhattan, Nevada, we Bronxes, we touch Long Island Sound for sure. We go to Marina, right there. You see, you go on, they have a little pier. I tell you, I tell this joke. Okay, I was walking on that. Ever been to Marina del Rey? There's a nice. Just took my wife for a little walk once in the summer. I was up here. And I said, Rabbi Kendler said he doesn't think a Kohen is allowed to walk here.
Not
a mafia place. But if I take guys, I'm going to be jump right up. In the barrels. I'd count it. Rabbi Kendler. Anyway, So if you count the Bronx as part of New York, it's Cape Yama to be Long Island Sound. Manhattan itself, I don't know if you call it Long Island Sound.
It runs to the East River.
If that's called East, when the East River turns to the Harlem River, what's that called? I don't know, where does the sound begin and where does the river end? It's hard to say exactly. But the bottom line is, that's what we do. Or he suggests, Al Cape Yama does not have to be Yam proper. I mean, it doesn't have to be Al proper. Close by is good enough. Close enough. How you define close? I don't know.
What's it called?
Maybe the old story again. I have a big question to ask. Why don't we have the East River and the Harlem River in Manhattan? Manhattan, all they do is Masa Diyas, New York, Masa Diyas, called Kef Yama, Balmahar, Hudson. What happened to the East River and the Harlem River? New Hebrides. What happened to the East River and the Harlem River? Tremendous question. Where's the East River and the Harlem? So one rabbi got it said, no, it's just a tributary of the Hudson. You have the Hudson River, big gushing river, and it has a little bit of a, you know, the half a detour. It splits in half. All called the Hudson. That's hard to believe. That's much hard to believe. If that's the case, it's called Hudson. The one in Brooklyn right down East River, which is also called the Hudson. I don't understand. What? Sure. That, it's called the East River.
The top.
It's called the East River. Yeah, I don't know. If the East River is the Hudson River, that's what he's saying, that's why he left it out of Manhattan, so then Brooklyn should also ride down the Hudson River, because that's what the East River is called. Strange. Oh. Then he quotes that somebody said, should say Maybe Eros, because that's the source of all the water in Brooklyn. What?
I hope
in Brooklyn, they're getting water from the local. Well, who lives in Brooklyn here? Nobody lives in Brooklyn. No one lives in Brooklyn. They claim that they all the water in Brooklyn from Maybe Eros? That's what this is in this book. I have trouble believing it. I don't know. So he writes over there in this paper, Oretz Lorea, as follows. He calls it the Get Poshut. The Get Poshut says in Memches, he's called Memches, that if the word Yasva shouldn't mean two different things. Yasva can mean the geography, or Yasva can mean water usage. But it can't mean both at the same time, suggests the Get Poshut. So if it's Yasva, Kef Yama, there Yasva means what? Means it's sitting there, it's geographically close. There's no use of it. But it's not right to add May Beiros, where there Yasva means what? Mistapekes. He suggests right that it'll be May Beiros Mistapko. Says no one in the world does it anymore. Says again Pasha. No one. In Eretz Yisrael they do it. You see the last page of the book. In Eretz Yisrael that's how they write. We'll get to it. We'll read that tomorrow. Okay? That's why it's left out. That's why May Beiros is out. Another reason is that in Lashon B'nei Adam, it's a Pesachet Shuvah Lamed. It's not called a Be'er unless it's a house on top. A covering on top. The word well, I don't know what, I'm not an expert in what they use the words, but the word Be'er, or with today's word well in English, only applies if there's some kind of a covering on top. Are you interested? Yeah? Does that make sense?
Coverable?
I don't know. I've never heard of this before. Quotes from the Pesachet Shuvah Lamed. He says, one second. This is what he says. Where is it? Somebody quotes over here that if there's nothing on, no house, no roof on top of it, nothing covering it, it's not called a be'er nowadays. That's why it's left out. Can't find it over here. I don't know why it's supposed to be here. Oh! The guy in Nimshach Amazah. Sha'osim Tsina Mibinyan Amakam Nevi'ah Samayan. One second. The Gumal Sanovim Ubonim Alpia Gumar Binyan. You have to put a binyan on top of it. You don't have wells of binyan on top of it. This is taken seriously by some poskim. I read in this book of Rabbi Eliashiv, when he came to Lakewood, he will not write Beiros, because there's no binyan on top of the wells. Unbelievable. I thought it was just a das yochid. He took it seriously enough. They don't want Beiros in Lakewood. That's what it says in this book. Based upon Rabbi Eliashiv. I don't know. That's what it's quoted. Now, who cares? Lashon B'nei Adam. I thought Lashon Torah is more critical. I don't know. Suddenly he's worried about Lashon Bnei Adam. I don't know. Let's go on. In Brooklyn, it says, what does it say? Nahar East Cape Yama, Val Nahar East River, Vial May Nahoros. This is a real anomaly. What Nahoros? Where Nahoros? I'm going to look at the map of Brooklyn. What Nahoros? Well, what Nahoros exists in Brooklyn besides the East River?
We were trying to figure out what it's called between the East River and the Sound on top.
Where's the map? Where's Brooklyn? Is Brooklyn in here?
The Narrows.
New York City here. New York City. Brooklyn. I can't see anything here. Too small. Too small. I should have put my map in the car. That has everything. There are a few little dinky things in Brooklyn. Gravesend Bay, there's a little water. It's over here, you can see. Canarsie River. And Newton Creek. I think it's the separate between Brooklyn and Queens. There are a few little dinguses. But who even pays attention to them?
Huh?
May Nahoros, another strain. We don't write May.
We said it was small rivers.
Small rivers. Like May Shiloah. Right. Small rivers. Difficult. We already have the East River, enough. Right? Didn't the Pesachei Tshuva say that the Pesachei Tshuva, he said that Shakira, it's a cotton chaf aleph in a similar circumstance. He's not sure what to do. Alright, let me read you this Pesachei Tshuva. Sivkotten chaf aleph. Okay? The Ramah says, in lo kotzev shem anor klal, it's good. What if there's two Nahoros or three, and one or two of them don't have a shem yodua? He says, better write, listen carefully, al mei Nahoros stam, milichtov diyasva al nahar ploni v'sulo. So he's sure that nahar ploni, because there are other rivers. But what do you see from here? You can't write down nahar ploni umei Nahoros. It's a contradiction. Either write mei Nahoros only, or you enumerate whatever it is you enumerate. You don't have a particular of, and then add Mei Nahoros. You see from the Pesachei Tshuva Chafalaf, that's not in the protocol. So why is Brooklyn mentioning East River, and then saying afterwards, Mei Nahoros? That's the question which is raised here by the Baal Haaretz Lo'arel. He doesn't understand.
On one side, we knew it was the East River, but the Narrows, we weren't sure what to call it.
Okay.
So maybe that's what he's talking about. The Narrows, we weren't sure if it was the Hudson.
He thinks, if up to him, Rabbi Sandorovic, he thinks that he should only mention East River and forget the rest. There's every city in the world has small little rivers. All the cities in this book, come on, there's small little rivers flowing. You know what it is in the city. They're flowing, you ignore them. Why suddenly in Brooklyn? Are they mentioning Mei Nahoros? Tim, it's a pelle. He doesn't understand why Mei Nahoros is even mentioned. Doesn't understand.
Maybe to mention
two rivers. You have the Kef Yama. You only two. Kef Yama. Yes, for sure. What about Manhattan? But the idea of why Manhattan, they mentioned the East River, they don't mention the East River, and in Brooklyn they do. I think it's not a bad terrace. Because the Mechaber says two or three Nahoros. Right? Two or three Nahoros. Right? But the Get Poshet says, you know when you mention two or three Nahoros? Only if you use the water. Only if you use the water. Now, true, the Beishmul and Sivkotin Yudalit says, that was only with respect to Beiris. But with respect to Nahoros, we mention them even if we don't use the water, as I told you before. Says the Oretz La'Areha, that's only true if you need it for a simon, for one of two simon. So that's what he says. In Brooklyn, where you only have two simonim, including the East River, so it's Cape Yam of East, Nahar East River, so you mention it. Manhattan, we already have two without the East River. We already have what? Cape Yama and Hudson River. So there's no need to mention it. Why do we pick Hudson and not East in Manhattan? It's bigger. Cape Yama is even bigger.
But it's not as
specific. Let's say which Yam. That's another problem. But that's what he said. I think that's probably the best terrace. That's probably the best terrace that we can come up with. I can't think of anything better. Okay, that takes care of New York City. Well, now I move to my friends in Muncie. Okay, I'm moving up. I'm just going along the order of this book. Muncie. So what's Muncie? Mamash, the very beginning of the book, the Halakha Ira. What does he say? What is Muncie? Muncie is Muncie Masa Diasval Nahar Lake Suzanne Valmei Beiris. Nahar Lake Suzanne. Says, yeah, it's really a river. It should be the Suzanne River because the water flows. People call it lake. So what can you do? We call it Nahar Lake Suzanne. Then in Spring Valley, the big fight. You live in Spring Valley?
Okay,
Spring Valley. Masa Diyasva on the Har Hyanga Lake. Have you heard of it? Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
I thought no one ever heard of it. Hyanga Lake, yeah. On the Har Peskak? Peskak? I saw it was announced yesterday. It's a Peskak. What do you call it? 59. It says Peskak. I said, oh, Peskak? V'almei Be'eros. It was a big fight between the two butt they did in Muncie, whether you should mention Hyanga Lake or not. The Machon Aroh said no. And the Kol Rabbanan said yes. And they go back and forth, the whole page about this. What's the issue? Apparently, Hyanga Lake is so small, no one ever heard of it. It's really in a place called Clarkston. You know what Clarkston is?
Clarkston.
You're in Clarkston? That's what it really is. It touches Spring Valley in a little corner. So they said it's ridiculous, leave it out. There's a Rabbi Palachek who says, no, you got to put it in. He argued with Machon Aroh. Back and forth. This is a fight about what to do in Spring Valley. I don't know what they do there. But apparently it's an issue. Let's go on and talk about an aqueduct. What, somebody's about an aqueduct. What do you call an aqueduct? We know it's called in Hebrew. It's called Amas HaMayim. Right? Amas HaMayim. That's the question. What do you do with an Amas HaMayim? What do you do? So the Nahar Paksak, it's not really a Nahar. He quotes, it should be an Amas HaMayim Kitzara. Maybe you should write down May. But the meaning is you write down river anyway. So that's why you write down river. Now, maybe it's in the ground or something. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. What about lake? We mentioned about lake. Syracuse. Masa Diyasva Nahar. Help me out here. Onondaga, who comes from Syracuse?
Onondaga Lake.
Onondaga Lake, is that a new thing? Onondaga Lake. So he calls it over here, Nahar Onondaga. It doesn't call Nahar Lake Onondaga, or Onondaga Lake. Doesn't say that. Should have been, to be consistent with Muncie, Nahar Lake Suzanne, should be Nahar Onondaga Lake?
Because the lake becomes a river that goes through Syracuse.
Okay, because the river goes through Syracuse. So there's a whole discussion, what to do. He says, Lake Erie. Nahar Lake Erie. And by Buffalo and Cleveland, they have Nahar Lake Erie. So why don't they hear that they don't have the word lake? But in Toronto, they have Al Nahar Toronto. The Steeris. Nahar Toronto and Nahar Lake Erie. It's a difference. Do you use the word lake? Nobody uses the word lake. And Michigan is where it says, it's Cape Yama. It's they don't say it. It's not called a Nahar, it's not called a lake. It's called Al Cape Yama. He doesn't know. Is it because one lake is bigger than the other? He's not sure. What do you do if the water doesn't pull? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, leave out the word Nahar, put down Mei Ploni, or Mei Agam, without any the name of it. There's a proper noun. And the Rabbi, of course, the Minchas Yitzchak says, included Mei Mayonis. Right? But some say it's only by a lake, a small lake, not a big lake. All these are very difficult questions to answer properly. Now, I want to talk about West Hartford. They're moving into Connecticut. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
When I get to the lake, there's a problem
with it. Empty.
It's
empty? You know what's going on? Hanayanga Lake is empty.
Well,
if it's empty, I guess I leave it out, based on what we said before. In West Hartford, look at this thing right over here. West Hartford, Hasmucha La Hartford, Masa Diyasva Nahar, Connecticut, Valmei Be'eris. What happened? The Jews left Hartford. It became black. They moved to West Hartford. But West Hartford, you know, it's based upon Umeimei. Say we had before. Umeimei. So the Aruch HaShulchan says you have to write again in the middle of nowhere, you're not in any city, it's in the field. You write down Samach Leploni. And we had the Gemara in Yevamos. But sad colonia massa. Although from Rashi you get the impression that it means that was the name of the city. Sad colonia. It wasn't called colonia. It's called sad colonia. Not that it means the word sad is just a common adjective. No, that was called the capital Sadi. Sad colonia. I don't know. But again, moving down to Baltimore, he quotes here about Pikesville. Okay? Pikesville. Well, Moshe writes that Pikesville is called more Baltimore than the Bronx is called New York.
Ooh.
And since the Bronx, you write New York, so Pikesville, we should certainly write down Baltimore. I looked at the map, and Pikesville has the yellow paint on it, which indicates it's part of what's called Baltimore County. There are many places in America where there's a city and there's a county. And the area is out of Baltimore metropolitan, you know, out of the city limits of Baltimore, but it's within the county. The county. So that's why they write down Baltimore. The truth is, I thought that Bronx is more part of New York than Pikesville is part of Baltimore. Because Bronx is part of New York City, whereas Pikesville is not part of Baltimore City, only part of Baltimore County. So I don't know if you can write it, but Ramesh is Megal anyway. He quotes in Detroit. Detroit became a black city. Where do the Jews live? Oak Park, Southfield. They're friends of Detroit. So what do they write down? He said they write down Southfield. They don't write down Detroit. So it's a little, I guess, what's the difference? You ask your friends, you'll come from Detroit. Where do you live? Detroit. Where do you really live? Oh, Southfield. But we'll call it, Detroit. But it becomes a tricky business.
No one knows those names.
Right. Who went to Pikesville? No, if you live in the city, you never heard of Pikesville, never heard of Southfield. Easy to say the big city. So what does it depend upon? Does it depend upon the people, the language people use? It's not so posh. Maybe Southfield is not part of Detroit County, and maybe there is no Detroit County. I don't know. In Toronto, it was a tremendous tumult. Because they went past the original city limits and they went to a place called Downsview, Willowbrook, or Willowdale, or something like that. You know, past the 401 there. So they Rav Henkin said, write down Downsview, Hakalula of Toronto. A new word. Kalula, included in. Why did he write down Smucha? We have the word Smucha. We have Smucha in Nagos Mordechai. No, because Smucha means it's not part of the original. But Downsview, for certain legalistic things, was part of Toronto. They couldn't write down Smucha. It could be part of it itself, proper. Very strange. Very strange. Then Cleveland, Ohio. Let's go right along. Cleveland, Ohio. How can you write the name of the state? And you only write down B. Again, let's say Lashon B'nei Adam, Bronx, New York. We said. Now we go to Midwestern cities. The first one is Milwaukee. Milwaukee and Chicago. Those are the two Midwestern cities. He starts with Milwaukee, not small. He lives there. He's allowed to do that. Milwaukee, Massa, the Yasval, Cape Yama, the Miskri, Lake Michigan. Strange. The Miskri doesn't say, strange, no? Doesn't say A, which is called B. On an ocean, on a sea, which is called Lake Michigan. That stuff is mudna. No? Strange. Same thing over here when it comes to Chicago. Cape Yama, the Miskri, Lake Michigan. And they left out all the rivers. Milwaukee has rivers, Chicago has, look it up in your atlas. There are rivers in Chicago, it gives you the names of them. Look at the rivers they have. It gives you the rivers. No? What are the names of the rivers?
The plains.
All kinds of rivers. How come they left out the rivers? That's his question. Why did they leave out the rivers? How come? Because the Pesachei Tshuva says, back to what we mentioned before, it's called Mamad Gimel. It's enough to have two simonim. That's the point of the two, any two simonim you want. What are the two simonim? He says, what are the two simonim? He says, Milwaukee, what are the two simonim? Masa the Asphalt Keif Yama, simon one. The Miskri Lake Michigan is simon two. It's the same water. Yeah, but they call it two different things. It's called two simonim. Give a Bronx cheer. Oh, and then you have, what about Chicago? So Chicago, they also two simanim. Why? Because it can be the Pesach Shabbos has Beferish. It can be two simanim in the name. Some cities have two names. The city itself has two names. That's also called two simanim. What? Chicago has two names? You are not going to be the Windy City. You're not going to. Now, by the way, this idea of Masa de Yasval Keif Yama de Miskri something is already found with respect to Amsterdam. If you look in the Bear Agola at the end of Seder Aget. He has by Amsterdam, it's not in this edition. He has Amsterdam, he says, Masa de Yasval, look if you can find it, after Seder Aget, after Kuf Nun Daled. It's called Masa de Yasval al Keif Yama de Miskri, something or other. So there's a precedent for it, at least some kind of precedent for it, by Amsterdam. All right. But what about two names in Chicago? You're not going to believe how Chicago, anyway from Chicago? You're not going to believe how they write it get in Chicago. Pillay Ploy. I'll read it to you. Chicago, Shin Yud Gimel Aleph Gimel Aleph, Chicago, Temiskaya, Chicago, Test Shin Yud Kuf Aleph Gimel Aleph. In my humble opinion, no one calls it either of these things. No one calls it Chicago, no one calls it Chicago. It is, we all know what it's called, Chicago, with a sh and a k. No, it doesn't exist. It is sh and a g, or ch and a k. Anyway, since it's two names, they left out the rivers. Now, why in heaven's name are we calling it Chicago and Chicago? What is going on over here? So it must be, he says, that's how the Jews called it in the olden years. In the olden years, the Yid came off the boat, came and they, some of them called it Chicago, and some of them called it Chicago. I guess some have a softer pronunciation, some have a harder pronunciation. The softer is Sh-G, and the harder is Ch-K. No one has what we have today, half soft and half hard. But since it was pronounced that way in the old years, it remains that way. It remains that way. And the truth is, the Gimel and the Kuf, he says, you don't have to change it because we saw the Maharami Wittenberg. So we can leave it. We can leave it. That's why the real one, Chicago, is left out. Why is it left out? Because it's only Gimel and Kuf. Right? It's, they write down Chicago. It's really supposed to be Chicago. Big deal. No difference. Only Gimel and the Kuf. So the first one is right. Chicago, which we read in Chicago, it's more or less the same thing. They used to call it a gimel, now they call it a kuf. Doesn't matter that much. And the ch was apparently some yidelach, never did know how to say, I don't know, everyone has a shin. He used to call it ch Chicago. And these are kind of song like Chicago, Chicago, something like that, huh?
The white socks, they call
them
the chai socks, because that's what
used to be. Oh, they call it chai socks? Yeah. Baruch Hashem. You see, I've always said proof. Proof was getting from baseball. Maya getting into baseball. The chai socks. I don't call them the shai socks. The chai socks. That's good news. The chai socks is a raya brewer that is supposed to have, that Chicago was once a pronunciation. Chicago called Chicago, and the right one is not here. Why do we call it the shtaka? We don't call it the shtaka apparently because there was an uninterrupted, I'm late, I'm stopping, an uninterrupted series of getting written all the years from the time he's called Chicago and Chicago until today, it's this very day. We'll stop tomorrow. I have to finish my shidduchim business.
I didn't even notice that.
Two major things tomorrow to finish. Yeah.